Our sermon text for today comes from the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, verses 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. This is the word of God for the people of God. Proof here that I just read that God doesn't like beaches because he's getting rid of all of the oceans, but he's keeping the mountains, so that must mean something. We think about heaven, we think about what lays ahead for us, and we all have our ideas what heaven may be like. There's not a whole lot in the Bible about heaven. There's this passage and there's a couple other passages, one in John chapter 14 where Jesus talks about going to prepare a place for us. And then there's chapter 22 of Revelation. And those are the ones that we think of when we think of what heaven is going to be like. Now, Paul does mention in one of his letters that he went to heaven. He said, I ascended to the third heaven, which for the Hebrew people is the sky and then what's above the sky and then heaven. That's what Paul's talking about. And he said, even if I could find words, I couldn't explain what it's like. And that's why we kind of struggle with heaven. If we could get a picture of what it was going to be like, of what God had prepared for us, maybe it would be easier to think about going to heaven. We understand what this life is like, and it's got its good points and its bad points. It's got its good times and its bad times. It's got its mountaintop experiences where we feel we're standing directly beside God. And then it's got its valley experiences where we struggle and wonder if God is even with us. The wonderful thing is our faith tells us that even in those valleys, we know that God is with us. Just as he is when we have what we call a mountaintop experience, where we feel like God is standing right there. But what's it going to be like to live forever with God in heaven? There will be no more tears, no more crying, no more pain, no more struggles. And those are all wonderful things, especially as we get older in our lives. I'm not talking about our physical pain. I'm talking about as we get older and more people we know go through the passage of death to everlasting life. It's a joy for us to know that they've gone, but it's still hard for us to understand. I was 18 years old when my mom died, and I couldn't understand why she was happy. But she was. She had a smile because she understood what was coming. She understood what she was looking forward to. She was struggling with cancer, and the pain was almost unbearable. And as I've watched people over the years, it is so much of a, I hate to use the word joy, but it is, to sit with somebody who has cancer, who is struggling in the last days, and to see them just almost have a peace and a joy of knowing what lays ahead. Because whatever they're going through now is nothing compared to what God has ahead for them. That's the promise of heaven. That's the promise that God has for us. But there's also a promise that we have about heaven that sometimes we miss, and that comes from the book of Genesis. After Adam and Eve ate of the fruit that they were not supposed to eat, they sinned against God. They went against God's desires for them. That's called sin. So they sinned, and therefore their relationship with God was changed forever. And it tells us in the book of Genesis that God is walking in the cool of the evening through the garden, and he's calling for Adam. Adam, where are you? Can you imagine God looking for you? Hey, let's go for a walk. We live at the base of the mountain, and it's wonderful to walk up the mountain. And I remember as we were younger, and Sharon's parents were around, and we would walk up the mountain and walk across the top of the mountain. It was gorgeous. But to imagine that God comes looking for you to go for a walk, and Adam and Eve are hiding because they know that they've gone against God's command. What Adam and Eve feel at that time is kind of what we go through in life. Because of our sin, we're separated from God. We don't have the relationship that we should have. And we just don't feel quite as close to God as we should. But because of Jesus Christ's death on the cross, we have the opportunity to renew that relationship. To renew our relationship with God and to walk with him. We don't have to wait until God creates a new heaven and a new earth and brings the holy city down out of the clouds to renew the earth. We can have that relationship that was lost in those first chapters of the book of Genesis now in our lives, not in the same way, maybe not in the physical way to walk with God. But our life can be a joy because we know that God is going to walk with us no matter what we're going through. And we can have a conversation with God. And that's the promise. Now what heaven's going to be like is we don't have to pray to God anymore. We don't have to think about walking with God because I believe when we get to heaven, when God recreates everything, and we know the first time that he created it, it was good. It was good. It was perfect. And when God recreates everything, it's not going to have the flaws. It's not going to have all of the things that we struggle with. Our bodies aren't going to have flaws. We're not going to struggle with pain and sickness and disease. We're going to be perfect. The world is going to be perfect. And we're going to be able to walk with God. That's the promise of heaven. And I don't care what else it looks like. Just knowing that we can have that kind of a relationship with God. And we can walk with him. And he can talk with us. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about. We can't talk about the weather because it's not going to change. We can't talk about who's sick because nobody will be sick anymore. But just to be in the presence of God is going to be amazing. And that's the promise. The other promise is that God loves us so much. He tells us in the 14th chapter of the book of John that he's going to prepare a place for us. The Greek says a room, a living space. That's what God is preparing for us. And I like to think that my room is going to have snow about this deep. So I can go snowshoeing all the time. And the temperature will never get above 62. It will be, what? Heaven. But see, that's the thing about God's love. It doesn't matter what we like, what we enjoy. God loves us so much that he says he's prepared a place specially for us. That's the kind of God that we have. That's the promise of God. Heaven is going to be a place that if we had to explain it to somebody, we never could. Because it would be so amazing. And those who are soon to go, I've found, look so forward to it. What this life has to offer can't compare. Because of what God offers is so much greater. That doesn't mean we want to leave those who are here, that we want to leave our lives here. But when it comes to the end of life, I found that the pull of heaven gets so much stronger for those who are believers. And the thing is, there's only one way to get to heaven. You can't be good enough. You can't be nice enough. You can't be rich enough or smart enough or athletic enough or anything else. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ and his death on the cross. He died that your sins may be paid for. It's sin that separates us from God. And it's Jesus Christ and his death on the cross that restores us to God. Heaven is being with God, and that's the promise we have. We will be with God forever, and we will rejoice. Amen.